I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So when you play second base, first of all, congratulations on making a couple nice plays.
Thank you.
My senses are keen. I watched the entire game.
Nice.
So when you play second base now compared to, this, say, even a year ago, do you feel a whole lot more comfortable? I know that's a cliche question, so I apologize. But still, like, I looked at you playing second base. I'm like, oh, that's a good second baseman.
Yeah, I mean, compared to last year, like, the three games I played at second last year, I definitely feel more comfortable now with, like, just more experience under my belt.
What is the biggest thing that you're better at? I mean, is it just playing in one spot and just saying, okay, I can dig in on that?
Yeah, I think it's just focusing on one position, getting used to the reps, getting used to the angles. Obviously, the double plays are different, so I feel more comfortable with that. Turning two is different. It's just a whole different position, so the more reps I get, the more comfortable I feel.
When's the first time that somebody said that you look very confident playing defensive baseball, besides me?
When was the first time?
Yeah, but that's the thing that strikes me, seeing you play,
Yeah.
is that, like, you're very confident in no matter where you play. Mm-hmm. I think that was another example I was reminded of.
Yeah.
But it's a skill and a mindset.
Yeah, I think I've always just played like that.
You did?
You've
never been like, don't hit the, have the ball hit to me, ever?
Nah.
No? Maybe a little kid?
No, I loved it. I loved playing the game as a kid. And, you know, that's like when I feel like it was like the most fun ever. So I always wanted, when the ball wasn't hit to me, I was bored.
You know? Oh, really?
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I've always been smooth, worked hard at it as a kid, and you just got to keep it going now, you know?
Now that you don't know what the major leagues are going to be like until you get there, I guess that's what I hear anyway. And so, but you're confident when you're a defensive player in the minors. But last year, like, you're basically doing walk-offs off ground balls, you know, like you field it and you walk it off, which I like.
Uh-huh.
So did once you started playing the major leagues, like, hey, this is it. I'm going to be as confident as anybody fielding a ball. You know what I'm saying?
What's the question?
No. Did you just feel like once you get to the major leagues, like, say, I can just be the confident guy that it has always been, even though there's a third deck?
For sure. I mean, I love playing defense, and it's more fun in the league in front of 40,000 people, so.
It is?
Yeah. I've always loved to just play the game of baseball, and a ground ball is a ground ball always. Mm. I just try to keep that mentality. Obviously, sometimes a ground ball means more than other times. A ground ball means more in the ninth inning.
But you don't feel, it doesn't feel like you sense that. In other words,
baseball is just about controlling your emotions and doing a job. And when you're out there, your job is to help the pitcher and catch the ball and throw it to first. And that's what I try to do at the best of my ability.
Are you, well, this is the last thing. You're welcome. Compared to a week ago when you're just easing into things, right? And now that you've played, you hit a home run, you make some nice plays, you establish yourself like, oh man, that guy's can be a really good second baseman or third baseman. Like, compared to a week ago, what's your mindset?
Oh, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
but
just,
still, you're not, you hadn't been playing, so it's, you know.
Yeah, but just trying to get ready every day, get better every day, take the field, play hard, have every pitch matter, every at-bat, every count, on defense, focusing on the pitch, trying to do my job, just getting ready for the season.
Okay. Really. What's the best compliment you ever got?
Ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in baseball?
Whatever.
I don't know. I don't get many compliments.
I mean, I've given you at least three since we've been sitting here, but what, how about in baseball? This one that jumps to mind, cause like an older player or opposition.
That the game comes easy to me, I guess.
Who said that?
A lot. People in general.
Okay. You make it look that way.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Say, but...
All right, well, I'm here to build up. So
All
right.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.